Any community group then says we need to ride with you, would that work? Would that work? Anyway, it's a very interesting area, and the point I was making really was in talking to police associations, they're not all that happy about it. Okay, 96900 693 1313 1332. Talk a bit about osteoarthritis today. Now, anybody who's got it will say it's no fun. A lot of people, I reckon 3 million people in Australia have got it. It affects your joints, the cartilage thins, or in my case, it was taken out, your bones rubbed together. Causes massive problems. The Sunday Herald Sun reported it exclusively yesterday, really got my attention. This drug, now it's not a new drug, it's a drug they've used for other things in the past, they found can have an extraordinary and significant effect on this osteoarthritis. It's being developed by a company called Paradigm Biopharma, I hope to speak to the CEO at CEO some stage this hour. On the line is a person who's been treated as part of this trial, Kay O'Loughlin. Morning, Kay.
Good morning.
In a word, how does it work?
Well, it worked extremely well for me. I was in a lot of pain and difficulty with my left knee, I took on the chance to have that. Well, when this, they asked if I'd like to do this trial. And I said, well, nothing can be done again. So I did it, and I had the 6 injections, and remarkably, it all got better.
So what had you been doing to treat it?
In February, I did damage to my knee, and the professor, he operated on me and fixed up the meniscus and a couple of other little things in there. Mm. So that all came good, that was fine. But the other part was, I kept going back to him saying, look, there's so much pain in my leg, I can't put up with it. I can't do anything. I don't want to work. I don't want to, it was just painful.
Yeah.
And he said there was nothing much more he could do other than do a knee replacement.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't want that.
No, I'm with you there.
Yeah, I didn't want that. So then they called me in and said, look, there's this trial. Would you like to? And I'm quite aware of this particular stuff that they give you, because it's been used on animals and horses for years.
With success?
With success. Yes, racehorses. It's used widely with racehorses and tenderfoot. Yes, yeah, so I thought, well, this will be good. It had to be good. Works on horses and dogs, why can't it work on humans?
And how long did it take to work?
Well, within about from when I started till we were sort of working, about 2 weeks into it, after a couple of injections.
What does it do? It doesn't actually grow new cartilage, does it?
I'm not really 100% certain what it does. I know that I had this bone marrow lesion, which is bleeding into the bone, into the marrow.
Yeah.
And I know that that disappeared, that cleared it all up, because I had an MRI before, I had the injections, and I had one straight after, and that was completely gone.
All right. Well, they like to grade pain out of 10. What was your pain out of 10 before the treatment?
Oh, probably 8.
8? That's a lot of pain. And what is it now?
Yeah, nothing. I don't feel any pain there at all. I've got other pains all over my body, but nothing there. No, it was nothing.
So
nothing in that leg whatsoever.
Haven't taken up jogging or something?
Well, nearly. I'm very interested in horses, and I just go to a racing stable, and I just help people with, or just a particular person with his horses. It's like exercise, and doing what I love doing, and that's what I do every morning. And I walk about 10 kilometres every morning with these horses.
Oh, well, that's lovely. And how often do you go back for injections?
I only had the one lot, but I'm going to see Professor this afternoon, actually, to see what else is available. I don't think it's available yet. I think it's still in the pipeline.
It is.
You know how long it takes to get things through that pipeline, medical.
Well,
it'll take a while.
Kay, keep an ear on things, because we've got on the line the chief executive just called in, Paradigm Biopharma, Paul Rennie. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Neil. How are you?